It probably definitely needs a warning label for some of the things that's in it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, Christ has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant. Not the letter, but the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives what? Life. You can only interpret this book through the revelation of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It's why most people in the church have not been awakened by the Spirit. They read this book through the lens of the religious cultural practice. It can only be translated, however, through the revelation of the living Spirit, the resurrected Christ, confirmed by all believers universally, not just American believers, but all believers of Christ. If you have, well, folks, if you have truly repented, then you become an advocate. You, like Jesus, through the Holy Spirit within you, begin to advocate for those who cannot advocate for themselves. Now, really quick, I want to introduce you to a woman by the name of Esther, who God used as an advocate. Esther preceded Nehemiah by about 30 years. Yes, I know Esther comes after Nehemiah in the Bible. But as far as history is concerned, Esther came before Nehemiah. Esther's ministry happened from 483 to 471 B.C. Nehemiah's was in 445 B.C. Now, Esther was an orphan Jewish child who was forced into sexual slavery. And you know, it's interesting, the same thing happens today, doesn't it? You know, as far as we know right now, 27 million people are in slavery today. Yeah, it's getting better all the time, isn't it? I think there was a book by that name, and it was a Christian book, as a matter of fact. Anyway, Esther was taken and made a part of the harem of, excuse me if I say this wrong, Artaxerxes, the first, who was the Persian king. In history, we know him as Xerxes, X-E-R-X-E-S, the first. She was a concubine. Here's what happened to Esther. It's what happened. It has happened to most of us in some manner or means that are sitting in this room. In spite of slavery, she found herself in, you see, God lifted her to a position of privilege and influence. And as I look around the room, I think we're pretty privileged, aren't we? Yeah. What happened is Xerxes got rid of his wife, and then he fell in love with this sex slave, Esther, and made her queen. Often when we're elevated, now think about me with this. Think about this with me. Excuse me. I'm having trouble today. When we're elevated to positions of privilege and influence, or when we're born into it, as many of us are, we forget who we are and why we're here, don't we? We become isolated and insulated from the plight of the lost and the oppressed, for whom, by the way, Jesus died. We forget affluence and privilege are the purpose of godly influence, not the other way around. So, Xerxes decided and participated in a plot to commit genocide against the Jews. Esther was a Jew, remember? But, you know, he didn't realize that Esther was a Jew. She now lived in the palace. Everything was going her way. She felt pretty distant from her own people, who were ready to be murdered. Finally, her uncle, Mordecai, obviously a Jew, sent her a note in the palace. And this is what Mordecai said. "Do not think, Esther, that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. God will find someone else to do it. God will pass you by, but I only have one life. This is it. I don't want to be passed by. Do you want to be passed by? I don't want to be passed by."